another episode of Ask a Car Dealer, and I made the analogy. Maybe it's not a good analogy, because I said a car dealership can be a lot like a hospital sometimes, because I can get Todd Gentry, being our general sales manager at Gary Crosley Ford here at, just outside Kansas City, Missouri, is also like a emergency room surgeon or whatever. You could be just doing, you know, some cleanup work or some paperwork, and then all of a sudden triage comes in, or a new customer comes in, has a lot of questions, and your level to answer them, and boom, you're gone. Like any kind of plans you made with Todd, customer comes first 100% of the time. So yeah. I was hoping to get you over here, and I got you over here. You took also something that's not very seen a lot in the car industry, which is called a vacation.
Right? Yes, I did.
Did you have to force yourself to do that, or does your wife do that for you?
I kind of force myself. Yeah. I like it here.
You have to. I mean, when you force yourself to go on vacation.
Yeah, and then it's hard to enjoy it when you force yourself.
I was
going to
say, what is
forced.
It? When you went up to Sturgis recently, how hard was it to try to disconnect from the dealership?
It was very difficult. Like I caught myself at the restaurant, like gathering up the baskets of food and the beer bottles and setting them to the side for the lady. And she's like, why are you being so nice? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just used to waiting on people. I don't know.
Oh, but what about like checking your emails or checking your texts or your phone calls or voicemails? Because I know you had to get a ton of those.
I pretty much gave up because you don't get a lot of reception up in the Black Hills. And, you know, it's just not consistent. So I gave up because every time I'd answer the phone, I'd drop the call or... They took 30 minutes for a 5-minute phone call.
Were those air quotes? I dropped the call. Is that But no, I get it. So welcome back to the dealership. You've got a new friend and a new department head sitting next to you in the multimedia center here at Gary Crosley Ford.
Extremely exciting.
You want to introduce him to everybody that's listening?
Yeah. So we have a new aftermarket manager that is going to absolutely do amazing. Nick Sherman.
Hello, hello.
See, we're already talking over the customer's head, Nick, and this is why we have this Ask a Dealer Car podcast. You know how Todd just talked over a normal customer's head?
Yes.
You do. How?
He just said we're going to have an absolutely amazing...
No, he said aftermarket. Nobody knows what aftermarket means unless you're in the business or unless you're into cars and things like that. Pull that mic. I know it's kind of tough because I don't have everything, but make sure it's right up on you there.
Can you hear me?
So you're pointing into it. So can you tell everybody that's listening, what is an aftermarket's department at a franchise car dealership?
So basically, your vehicle from the factory comes with a certain set of accessories already. So anything after that, whether it be Ford or any other kind of product, anything after that that goes on the vehicle is considered aftermarket.
Like what? Like tinted windows?
Tinted windows, fender flares, lifts, wheels, tires, superchargers, turbochargers. Yes, superchargers.
What is the basics of the basics that you can get in it? So let me, okay, I'm going to back this up a little bit. So I just buy a brand new 2021 Ford Explorer XLT, just baseline trim, right? It comes with just the normal bells and whistles on a baseline. But then when I'm buying the vehicle and I've figured out my payments, I figure out where my all financing is coming from, I figure out my warranty information, I then get introduced to you. And what kind of conversation do we have at the dealership through this process?
First of all, we talk about the survey because that's super important.
You need more horsepower.
Right.
What survey are you talking about?
The Ford customer survey that gets sent to the customers after they purchase a vehicle or after they go through service.
Yeah.
Just basically asking about how their experience is. We want to make sure that they had a good experience. We also want to make sure if they didn't have a good experience with something and we don't know about it, that we find out about it.
Are you the last person the customer really talks to at the dealership before they get the vehicle?
Technically finance, but kind of the last point of contact for the survey. Is kind of my responsibility.
Okay. I'm just adjusting. We haven't had too many, like threesome things going on in this this podcast. You've really just been me and Todd. So forgive me if I'm adjusting levels. So you are basically the last person before I get my keys from the salesperson to get in my vehicle and drive away.
Correct.
And so you're just making sure everything before you went well. Okay, we get that. Now that's the customer service side of things.
Right.
Now let's get into your world, right?
Now the fun part.
So what is, I just bought this vehicle. I'm sitting down with you. I said, yeah, I had a good, it was 5 stars all the way across. And you're like, okay. And then I get up to leave and you say, no. Let's discuss what?
So First of all, I want to ask, you know, kind of what your plans are with the vehicle. Is it just something you want to drive around and don't really care about the appearance, or is it something that you want to make look cooler? Tinted windows, you know, wheels, tires, as Todd said,
Superchargers.
We're going to get in to figure out what that is. Okay, so let me get this straight. I'm going to go out on the town. I just go to, almost said Marshall's. I'm trying to think of, like, I haven't bought clothes in a long time, right?
Better Bed Bath & Beyond.
I go to, I buy a brand new suit. I go to Men's Warehouse and I buy a brand new suit, brand new tie, and a brand new shirt, right? That's my going out outfit. But then you come to me and you say, hey, bro, what are you doing for shoes? What are you doing? You're going to wear a watch? You're going to have some cufflinks? You're going to have like a tie tack? You know, is this what we're talking about?
That is a perfect analogy.
Okay. Don't forget the vest.
Maybe a hat.
Nobody wears a vest anymore. Three-piece suits, is that what you...
You could bring it back, though. Like,
no, I think Charles Barkley tried to bring it back. It didn't really work out, but...
Yeah, socks.
Yeah, you'd sell socks. So that's all the aftermarket on cologne. The personal, like... Okay,
exactly.
Yeah. Todd, that's good. We're making kind of a thing here. So on the aftermarket side of a vehicle, it's, I would assume, what, wheels? If I want a new wheels, not the wheels. Factory? So
correct.
Wheels is on that. All right. What is a supercharger? What is this? You guys keep just... A supercharger.
So it stuffs a lot more air than factory into your engine, helps it breathe better, and it gives it a lot more horsepower.
Could do turbochargers.
Why would turbos? Turbos kind of the same way.
Why would somebody need a turbocharger?
More power.
Can I ask you a question? Why would somebody need a suit?
Why would somebody? Because maybe their grandpa died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to bring the energy down on the podcast.
I didn't mention anything about death.
It could have been a wedding.
It could be, yeah. Way to bring the energy down on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, right?
I don't do the same thing.
Hey, it's no different.
Totally depends on who you talk to.
You don't need a supercharger. You don't need a suit to go to your grandfather's funeral either.
Okay, all right. But the suit is the basic, but you don't need a tie tack to go to your grandfather's funeral, but it's nice if you had a big giant one that blew air into your intake.
Exactly.
Is that what it is? No, yes. I'm just trying to, like, the normal person that's out there, I mean, there is the percentage of customers that want this stuff right away, right? They already know. They're coming to you and they're saying, I want this, but there's others that are like me that are like dumb when it comes to the aftermarket side of things, because to me, I think the only aftermarket I've ever gotten is tinted windows, right?
That's popular.
And that's it. That's popular, right? But I haven't thought, and then the other day we started talking about, you know, package wheels and things like that.
I started throwing you a bunch of pictures and ideas and
so
the ball rolling.
So it does increase the value of the vehicle. Is that a reason why for aftermarket you can increase the value of the vehicle? Like if you put wheels on it, it's going to increase the value of the vehicle up there, isn't it? We're 100% transparent here. It's okay.
Some. Yeah, absolutely. It's not, you're probably not going to get your money back. It's no different than buying a car. You know, you're not going to be able to buy the car and then sell it 30 days.
I mean, in the future, you're going to get some of it back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Because these are features that you're putting on after, right?
Yeah, and it's, you know, any more inventory is all about turning it, right? So the quicker that I can get the vehicle and sell the vehicle, the happier I am, the happier the customer is, the happier everybody is. So if it's got more eye appeal, yeah, it's worth more, especially here. I've heard some places, some customers be like, oh, they weren't going to give me anything for the lift wheels and tires. Like, okay, well, we will. We will, absolutely.
So that's another thing is lifting a truck. Is that aftermarket?
Yep.
And dropping it and dropping
lift, drop, all that stuff.
So anything that does to adjust the vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. How would you say, Todd, would you say here at Gary Crosley Ford, because Nick, I know you're new, you've been here less than what, 2 weeks?
Day seven.
You're on day seven, so 1 week.
That's not good, he's counting.
On average, when a customer comes in to buy, how many of them are adding something in aftermarket on a new vehicle that they bought from your team?
70%
of them.
The number's probably a little higher than that. I don't know exactly, but it's we used to track it. I mean, 70% is going to be really close, 70, 75.
And I also heard that you said that a lot of customers don't make the decision there on the day that they're getting the vehicle, but sometimes it's almost up to 2 weeks later you'll get a call back from a customer.
Yeah.
Because they just see other things out there. I mean, how does a customer know what they need on their vehicle or what options are there? Is that what Nick comes into play?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so I just had a customer Saturday, and they were buying an Explorer, and they buy the Explorer Saturday. Sunday, they're at dinner. They meet someone with the exact same color Explorer. They start talking to them, and they're like, yeah, you know, we tinted our windows, and they showed them the floor mats and the cargo cover that they had and the crossbars for the roof rail and all of this stuff. And, you know, they're calling me. They're like, hey, Todd, you know, I was going to see what the pricing was on that. You've already told us what the floor mats and the tin is, but I want the crossbars. And so I think that has something to do with it, right? Why people come back 2 weeks later, or they might come back 2 weeks later because they traded their car in that already had tinted windows and splash guards and all that stuff, right? And then they drive their car for a week or two and they're like, man, that sun's bright. I need some tint, right? And then while they're here, they're just going to go ahead and knock the other few little things out too. But
are the aftermarket options just almost unlimited? Yes. It seems like they're almost unlimited. Because you just said a couple of things I remember, like splash guards and roof rack tie things.
Yeah, right. I mean, honestly, and I think that's one thing that Nick brings to the table too is, yes, it's almost unlimited the stuff you can do, and we'll take it even the next step. You know, if we've got to start talking about fabrication and stuff like that, if we don't have the resource at the time the customer is requesting that information, yeah, we're going to get it, you know, because we think it's cool too. We're just as engaged about it as the customer probably is, so it's fun.
Is the ultimate aftermarket education television show, would it be Pimp My Ride that was on MTV? Is that aftermarket? That's got to be aftermarket.
There's several of them out there, but I think Pimp My Ride is probably one of the most popular.
One of the most popular. Yeah. What are some other ones?
One of the most mainstream ones.
So you got Gas Monkey Garage. But, I mean, that's kind of older stuff, you know.
I mean, those are like hot rods and things.
Yeah, those are hot rods and stuff, but the late model stuff.
You know, a lot of people are doing their stuff on YouTube now, so adding some of these aftermarket parts and having their own YouTube channel and, you know, showing how easy it could be, you know, to add this, to add that, and, you know, where they got it from. But yeah, Pimp My Ride is probably the more popular show for that kind of stuff.
All right. Okay.
Tons of resources on YouTube, though. I mean, you could go on all day.
So I can go online if I'm not talking to you, Nick, and I can look at different options and things for like whatever my make, model, year vehicle is. So I've got a 2019 Ford Explorer, right? I can go on there and I can find a bunch of stuff.
Tons.
And then I just get a hold of a guy like you at a dealership and say, this is what I want to do.
Yep.
What's it going to cost me? That kind of a thing, right?
Right, exactly.
Tom, what's some of the more unusual aftermarket requests that you've had in your past, if you have any?
Well, we had a customer back when I first started, and he had a Mustang, and it was green. I think it was got to have it green, if memory serves me correctly. And he wanted all of this fancy stuff, like painted on the door and the hood and the trunk. And it's like, man, why would you do that? Because, you know, you're going to be the only person that likes that. But yeah, that's what he wanted, you know. So,
and that's considered aftermarket.
Yeah, absolutely. It's aftermarket, you know, because he took a factory car, put this paint job on it. And we helped him with it, obviously, but put some different wheels. And, you know, that was probably to me, the most odd one, just because it appealed to him, which was, it was actually kind of cool because typically people do stuff that appeals to them and their friends and stuff like that. You know, like if I'm going to put wheels and tires on my truck, I'm probably going to walk out to the shop and say, hey, Capo, what do you think of these wheels and tires, right? Because he's a friend of mine. I'd probably talk to Brian. And
Capo's a senior master technician here.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I would go out and ask some of the other people, be like, hey, what do you think? You know, I really like this wheel. Just, you know, that's just kind of how I am. So it was kind of cool. That was probably the most odd request I've ever had, though.
Have you ever got a request for curb feelers?
Never. But do that. That would be cool.
Bring those back.
Speaking totally of your 19 that. Explorer.
Yeah, can we put some curb feelers on? Do you guys have any idea what curb feelers do? Besides feel curbs? Like, do you know inside the car? Well, I mean, are they just aesthetic? What are they for? I know it's a random question, just came out of nowhere. But
it's a little of both, I think.
I'm sure I could Google the question, but I wanted to catch you guys off guard to find out what curb feelers do.
Well, that's exactly what they do, Joey.
They feel curbs.
They feel curbs.
So
you don't curb your wheels.
Because you don't want to curb your wheel.
What about hubcaps? Are those still around?
Eh. Yep. They are. they are still around.
But for older vehicles. I can't get them for my 19 or 20 Explorer.
Actually, you might be able to, yeah.
See, Todd Gentry will make anything happen, Nick. This is the one thing you learn by working with this guy, right? Anything will happen. There's never a no that comes out of his mouth, ever. Ever.
No, it's not
you
a good word.
Find a way to make it happen, right? If I want to put a waterbed in the back of my, you know, cargo van.
It's going
to
happen. Period in the story.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's
I'm taking notes right now.
Yeah. Todd Gentry is the country version of Exhibit from Pimp My Ride. I heard you like waterbed, so we're going to put a waterbed on top of a waterbed inside that waterbed.
Yeah. They went a little over the top on some they of that did. Stuff, though. It's like, eh.
You got to jump the shark, man.
Super cool and ingenuitive.
Have whatever. You ever gotten the request in the aftermarket to have a wizard or a dragon painted on the side of a van? That would be aftermarket, wouldn't it?
That would be aftermarket, and that would be amazing.
Yeah. Can I give you guys an idea, million-dollar idea that just popped into my head?
Probably shouldn't do it on this podcast because then somebody might steal it.
Yeah, but we've got it time-stamped.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's time-stamped. Fine. Nick, I'm going to pitch you because I know he'll say yes right away. Okay. I've been watching TikTok, and I've noticed that a lot of, I haven't seen really a lot of men doing it, but women buying these full-sleeve fake tattoos. Have you seen this?
I have.
Have you seen this, Todd?
I have.
Yeah. Full-sleeve fake tattoos. I watched a lady the other day who bought like $100 worth of fake tattoos and just put them all over her body so she looked like she was completely inked up, right? I've also seen these sleeves that you can buy that are almost like socks and they're on pantyhose and you put them on your arm and it makes you look like you have a full sleeve. Here's my question. Can we make fake or temporary tattoos for your vehicle? So let's just say one day I want a big giant leopard on the hood of my Explorer and we do it and it's only there for like, I don't know, a month and then the rain or whatever washes it away.
Can I please answer this?
Yeah, it's your question.
We know what my answer would be.
So,
is this possible?
Our ceramic protective coating that we put on the vehicle, anything you put on there, you can just wipe it right off.
So ceramic protective coating is also an aftermarket.
Correct. Product. Yeah.
So what is it? What does it do?
You can have a design of the week if you wanted to. So if you put something on the side of your vehicle, if you decided to draw on the side of your vehicle and leave it there for however long or whatever, you can just wipe it off and put something different on there.
Spray paint?
Whatever. Spray paint. Yeah. Light your car on fire if you wanted to. It protects for that.
So I can get a ceramic treated car or paint job or whatever it is.
Yep.
And then I can go out and I can put whatever I want on the hood of my vehicle, like Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights, big panther that says me.
Whatever.
And it just, yeah.
It'll wipe off.
But I think what we need to do is we need to come up with the decals.
You can do that too.
I mean, you got the ceramic coating now. That's there.
Yeah.
You sell that and then you got the, here's your decals. And you get like your decal of the month. Like what about, you
totally
know,
could.
I like this.
It would be expensive, but yeah,
you can. It's not going to be expensive.
For decals?
Yeah, but that's just perspective.
We'll just buy
Nick,
a decal
cutter. That's just perspective. Expensive to you may not be expensive to somebody else.
Very true.
Or somebody else thinks is expensive. That's
like
not
if you want to change the look of your vehicle like you do clothes.
Bro, I mean, if I could put the real life leprechaun from the movie Leprechaun on my truck during March, during St. Paddy's month. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Heck
I
yeah.
would do that. Yeah. And then like February for Valentine's Day, just put, you know, single and sad. You know, you could just have all these messages.
Yeah.
That leads me into my last question, and we'll wrap this up a bit here. Have they made a thing for your back window yet that you can put words up on it, like a billboard to the people behind you that are driving like crap or in front? You're like, have they made that yet?
I am
glad I'm not the only one that thought about that.
I've seen those.
Like if you have one, like it just says get out of the left lane and you get in front of somebody and just slow it down and just put that sign on and get their ass over to the other lane.
Or if you cut somebody off, you have like a sorry, didn't mean to, or
you're
whatever.
You're such an optimist.
If you pass somebody that's got a dented fender and you're like, go to GaryCrossleyFord.com for your body repairs.
Yeah, until they think that you actually cut them off, and then they call Gary Crosley Ford and say there's some crazy lunatic and a raptor that just...
It's like, oh, that's Todd. He's our biggest fan. Sorry.
So, Nick, I wish you... I don't wish you anything because I know you're going to have a lot of success here. It's going to be fun to work the marketing team working with Aftermarket. We're going to talk today a little bit. Todd, once again, thanks for bringing a guest in here so I can learn a little bit more about a part of the dealership. Okay?
Thank you, Joey.
And... I guess we'll be back soon, every 2 weeks, for this Ask a Dealer podcast right here at Gary Crosley Ford in Kansas City, Missouri. We are in Kansas City, just outside Liberty, Missouri, about, 15 minutes north of the city?
15 steps
from Liberty, but from we're Liberty. About 15 minutes north of the city, yeah.
Yeah, so check us out online at mykcford.com or garycrosleyford.com. This has been Ask a Car Dealer podcast.